going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Simple de fuego.
Ah!
With some more SMW fan. Tune in and hear what's brewing. The list that's also there. Controversy in the air. Opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try. From the top to the bottom, the rankings are alive. Every week a new surprise, keeping listeners revised. So grab your sombrero, join the fun, don't be late. Cinco de Five-O on WFM, it's always great.
Very timely. Wow.
Sean Morris leads
Cinco. Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. So everybody, happy Cinco de Mayo. It's a Cinco de Five-O on a Cinco de Mayo. So I'm here to give you the undebatable top five lists of Mexican foods here on the Cinco de Mayo.
All right.
So I had Evan in mind. Let's do this.
Now listen, just because I am Mexicano does not mean that my opinion speaks for everybody from my community.
But I figure you at least have an opinion.
I do.
All right.
I've been to real Mexican places, not like a lot of these fraud Mexican places. Like in Los Angeles, me and my wife went in, and I'll tell you, she's like, this is real Mexican. And I was like, really?
Went to a nice taqueria?
No. I forget what it was called. I would give it a shout out. It's actually in Los Angeles, but she said this to me. She said, you know how you know this is good Mexican food?
How?
I said, how do you know? And she said, look at everyone here. They're all Mexican. And I said, that is really interesting.
Oh.
So it's not taking advantage of, not taking advantage, because there's nothing wrong with like creating food that's good, but not genuine to the actual food. But that's how you know, wow, this is some good stuff. So I've got a very informed opinion. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Nachos. Here's the problem with nachos. Could be higher in the list if everybody understood how to evenly distribute the goods on the chips.
Is that a problem you had at Citi Field the other day?
There was a bit of a problem.
Yeah, a little bit of a problem.
Sometimes you get a bare chip, sometimes a chip with too much. Nachos are great. Not enough even distribution, which keeps it a five on this list.
All right,
here we go.
Number four.
Street corn. You want to talk about one that's picked up steam in America the last couple of years. Mexican-style street corn.
Ay, ay, ay.
What do you mean, You don't like street corn?
He hates your list so far.
He's just a typical American, but go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Burritos. Rice. Meat. Beans. Stuffed in a tortilla.
How you doing?
I'm a big burrito guy. I love it.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
The quesadilla. Quesadilla misses out on being number one here because, much like the nacho, not enough consistency place to place. I like a little crispier quesadilla, sometimes too floppy.
I think if someone told me you're going to die, right, this is it for you.
Okay.
And you have one meal left.
Uh-huh.
I think I'd go quesadilla.
All right. And where do you get the quesadilla? On a count of three. One, two, three. Friendly.
Abuelo.
Oh.
No, I've learned my lesson. I'm not talking about friendlies, and I'm done.
Ask Evan in a commercial
break. Abuelo's right, quesadillas are the best ever created. Shut your mouth over there.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the number one undebatable top five Mexican food. It's the hard shell taco.
Are you? We got enchiladas? Come on, man.
I'm not an enchilada.
Mole? Put a little mole on it, a verde on it? What are we doing here?
Who are you? What's mole?
What's... Are you serious?
No, I'm...
I got to bring that in. Do you know what mole is?
It's a meal?
The only time I've ever heard it references a chocolate mole.
Well, you're explaining it to our dumb Americans out there, so yes.
Okay.
It's basically like a chocolatey sauce, and it is unbelievable. The first time I had it, I was like, chocolate's dessert. I can't have this with my enchiladas. But then I had it, and it was like life-changing.
Okay, hold on.
Mole.
I'm open to trying anything. It's a sauce or it's a food?
No, it's a sauce. You put it on your enchiladas.
So it's a sauce that contains fruits, nuts, chili peppers, and spices, cinnamon, black pepper.
And it's got like a chocolate tinge to it.
I'm sure that's good, but why would that be on the list? It's a pairing with a food.
Well, no, because I was talking about it with enchiladas that you left off the list.
I'm not an enchilada or chimichanga guy. Those can take walks.
No, well, thank you, Sean. There's a Cinco de Five-O every day at 5 o'clock. How many times has a New York team faced a Boston team in the postseason?
Ooh, great question.
Thank you very much.
17.
17. Not even close. The answer is 46 times. 46 times! The Yankees and the Red Sox, 5 times.
Okay.
Red Sox are 3-2. The Mets and the Red Sox, 1 time. The Mets are 1-0. The Patriots and the Giants, 2 times. Twice. Giants are 2-0. The Jets and the Patriots, 4 times. I'm sorry, 3 times. Jets are 1-2, with that one being amazing. The Boston Celtics and the New Jersey Brooklyn Nets, 4 times. The Nets are 3-1.
Shame on me. I forgot about the Nets and Devils.
How could you forget? The Bruins and the Islanders, 3 times. Islanders are 3-3. Never lost to the Bruins.
Wow.
The Devils and the Bruins, 4 times. Devils are 3-1. The Ranger Bruin one's a little bit complicated because it does go back into the 20s, but we have to include it. It still counts. 7-2 for the Boston Bruins. Is that not unbelievable?
Wow.
7 out of 9. And then you've got the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics, 15 times, going all the way back to 1951. And yeah, the Knicks are 8-7. In that long history. So if you add it all up, 25-21. Now, one thing I did leave out, I probably shouldn't have, was, of course, the Red Sox beating the Brooklyn Robins. I probably should have left that one in. That is a New York team.
It does count. Absolutely.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's just crazy when you think about us and how young we are, how many Knicks-Celtics series took place.
So many, and we don't remember them unless you're a little bit older, because the only two I remember are 2013 and 2011.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they played a ton. They played each other three consecutive years in the Eastern Conference Finals, 72, 73, and 74. So it is a long history. And I would just say off the top, New York and Boston is clearly the most two times a city combined has played each other in the postseason. Now, obviously, New York has an edge because of the fact that we've got three hockey teams, two basketball teams, two baseball teams, and everyone's played them. Like, the Mets have the World Series, the Giants have the two Super Bowls, so even cross-conferences, across leagues, they've all played each other.
And I don't think you're ever indifferent towards a Boston team, right? You could, I don't care if it's Devil's Bridge, you hate them all the time, all of them.
Of course, because of their fans. It's like Philly, that rivalry amongst the fans, which leads me to this, Evan. You are the coalition of Knick haters leader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is New York versus Boston. You've done this before, New York versus Philly.
Yeah.
I think it's time that you publicly endorse the Knicks and all of your followers to root for the Knicks against Boston. Next round, that's one thing, or the finals, another thing. But I think that your haters, your Net fans
I'll
need to get on
our side. I'll do it. I'll do it as long as you're going to endorse the Red Sox against the Yankees whenever they play each other.
Would I endorse the Red Sox? Of course I would do.
I'm sorry, the Yankees over the Red Sox. I apologize. I got it backwards.
I don't think so.
what about New York? Well, I thought you love New York.
Yeah, but I don't do things of that nature. I will not do that. Exactly. But I think in this spot,
exactly.
You know what?
We'll get the hell out of here.
What do you mean get the hell out of here? What do you mean get the hell out of here?
See, New York and Philly is complicated because we all hate Philadelphia and there's like that bond. But the New York-Boston thing is weird because Met fans, specifically you, have a weird bond with the Red Sox. So you can't sit here on your pulpit and say, oh, I would never root for Boston. But you root for Boston 13 times a year.
All right, let me come back. Let me volley back to you. You as Net fans, you hate the Celtics too.
I do hate the Celtics.
So then this is an easy one.
I dislike the Knicks more than the Celtics. I don't like the Celtics. I agree with you, but it's definitely the Knicks.
Celtics are actually one of like the five franchises I hate the most, but I'm sorry, Tommy, you made it personal.
I agree.
The Celtics completely torpedoed your franchise. You should be on our side here, on the Knicks fan side.
Hold on a second. The Nets got torpedoed by the Nets. Okay? They got torpedoed by our two brilliant mayors and their policies, which everyone knows now is completely ass backwards.
Great point.
You're asking me who torpedoed the Nets? It ain't the Celtics. It ain't Jason Tatum hitting that game-winning layup in game one. It's the two mayors. Right. It's the owner who doesn't know what he's doing. It's the Nets themselves. I mean, come on.
But we can even argue Big Pharma.
Yeah, Big Pharma had a lot to do with it.
If you guys ran into a...
Woody Johnson had a lot to do with it.
If you guys ran into an arrogant, cocky Celtic fan, and is there anything else, they would say, hey, Net fan, thanks for Tatum. Thanks. They would mock you, where we don't mock you. We're friends with you guys. This is an olive branch.
Here's what you lose sight on with being a Net fan. We're so mocked, we're the fat kid that gets picked on that we start calling ourselves fat. You can't mock us anymore.
You can't mock us.
I think you should be on our side. It's ridiculous that you're siding with the hated Boston Celtics that completely ruined your franchise forever.
Not only am I siding with the Boston Celtics, I've made phone calls. And I've been waiting three long years. And Evan may play dress-up over the next couple of days.
I like that.
I'll leave it at that.
What? I like it.
I'll leave it at that.
I like a little dress-up.
Though I think it may have been referred to this morning anyway, so you may already know what it is.
You know what
that's okay.
I went out of my way to feed my kids breakfast this morning. They said, Daddy, please French toast sticks. I said, no French toast sticks in this house. Lucky Charms.
We
had Lucky Charms in my house this morning.
There you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.